Chapter 4. A Wicked Crime. We left the garden and we went into the house. We went upstairs, where Holmes again paced up and down, but he was still looking cheerful. "Well, it's time to finish this case, Watson," he said after a few minutes. Holmes called down to Lestrade. "There is some straw in a shed in the garden," he told him. "I want one of your policemen to bring some of it up here, and ask the other one to bring a bucket of water up here too. And please come up yourself." A few moments later, the five of us were standing in the upstairs corridor. There was a pile of straw on the floor. Next to it was a bucket of water. "What are you going to do?" Lestrade asked. He was obviously puzzled. "Watson is going to start a small fire, Lestrade," Holmes answered. "Is this your idea of a joke, Mr. Holmes?" the inspector said angrily. "This is not a joke, Lestrade. This is very serious," Holmes replied. "There has been a wicked crime, and a man could be executed for murder. Now, when I tell you to shout, you must all shout fire. Do you understand?" I took some matches from my pocket and lit one. Then I threw the burning match into the pile of straw. A few moments later, it was alight, and the smell of burning straw was everywhere. "Now," said Holmes. "Fire," we all shouted. "Again," said Holmes. "Fire," we all shouted again. "Once again," said Holmes. "Fire," we all shouted once more. At first, nothing at all happened. But then, something very surprising happened. A door opened in the wall at the end of the corridor. No one could have guessed that there was a door there. It had no handle or lock on the outside, and just looked like part of the wall. A moment later, a frightened old man ran out of the door towards us. He looked like a rabbit running from its hole. Holmes caught him as he tried to run past us. "Throw the water on the straw now, Watson," Holmes said. "Inspector Lestrade, this is Mr. Jonas Oldacre. I think that you want to talk to him. He's been hiding in the little room behind that door all the time that you've been in the house." The old man had an unpleasant face, grey eyes and white hair. He looked worried, but he tried to laugh. "It was a joke," he said. "It was just a joke. Don't be so serious about it." "An innocent man was almost executed because of your joke," Lestrade replied. He told the two policemen to take the old man downstairs. "I'll talk to him later," the inspector said.